This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go immediately to Vegas Report. Alarm bells. Jeff, a very good day to you. Vegas is a wonderful place, building very quickly, but there are stories that are alarming, and you've got one. Legionnaire's disease. What do we know? Where is it?
Good evening, John. It's at two hotels it's been reported at so far. They're off the Strip hotels, just a little bit south of the Strip, and they're very, very nice properties. One is called South Point, the other is Grandview. And they've had reports, they've sent letters to guests who have stayed there over the past 12 months saying that apparently there's been an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. I don't mean a big one, but enough so two people have been affected. Now they're trying to make sure to warn people, but also to make sure that they report in if they have any of the symptoms.
12 months, and is there, I remember the original Legionnaire's disease was said to be in the air conditioning or the heating units. Where is this one suspect?
Well, it's right. It can be in anywhere where there's warm moisture takes place. It's a breeding ground for the disease. They think, though, that this may be having to do with the hot tubs, which has also been known to be a breeding ground for Legionnaire's disease. But they don't know for sure. It's one of those things that you often have to go several months back to find out where the origin is. And they're busy working on that with the South Nevada Health authorities. But this is concerning. It hasn't spread to the Strip. And matter of fact, both of these properties are still up and running. They're still booking guests. Their pools are open. There are other facilities are open. But it is troubling, that's for sure.
Yeah, and giving up a hot tub doesn't sound like a lot of sacrifice. Okay, now we go to something that's man-made. Money laundering. How does it work and where?
Well, money laundering can take a couple of different shapes in terms of taking money that, through ill-gotten gains and running it through a system. And, Vegas has often been viewed by criminals and criminal organizations as a great place to do that. It was said that the organized crime families used to do that besides skimming money. They would run their dirty money through there. But in this case, there's a situation right now with Resorts World, which is on the Strip. It's a nice property. It's been having some issues over the past year or so. But they were fined $10.5 million for not, doing due diligence when it came to reporting and monitoring money that was coming through their system. I believe it was through their sports book, coming through outside entities that included people that were either had felony convictions for gambling or that were part of organized crime groups that was suspected. And when that happens, you definitely have to report it as soon as you find out. Nevada works very hard, and the feds keep their eye on it, but Nevada works very hard to ensure that their gambling operations in both Vegas and in Reno and other spots are as clean as possible. So when they don't get the reporting they need, then they say, look, you're going to have to pay a price for this. And apparently Resorts World has.
One other item that comes up about casinos. You sent me a photograph of broken chips. Why are chips broken? What am I looking at?
For a long time, people have suspected that radio frequency RFID chips were put inside the gambling chips to keep track of them. And so occasionally you'll have somebody say, okay, I'm going to break one of these open or a few of them open. When you do that, it ruins the chip. So you have to be really committed to the effort. You can't turn it back in. But RFID readers, they're installed at cashier booths or various points throughout the casino so they can actually automatically identify each chip's legitimacy. And they say it helps prevent fraudulent activity, ensures that the chips are properly tracked as they move through the casino floor. Now, the biggest reason is, the casinos don't want people passing off counterfeit chips. And nowadays, especially with 3D printers, it's pretty easy to create, lookalikes. But if you have an RFID chip inside, then it's like microchipping your dog. You know where it came from and who it belongs to.
What about the IRS? What part does that play?
Well, the IRS, actually, they're connected with both of these Vegas stories when it comes to chips and money laundering. And in every casino, there's a representative from the IRS present, I believe, at all times. And it used to be that you know, it was the big winnings. And when they have RFID chips, they can keep track of how much money is being paid out. So when you hit a certain threshold, then you have to be, you're reported to the IRS right there, and they'll come out and get you to sign a thing that says you can pay now or pay later, acknowledging this rather large, substantial payout. The same thing happens on things like where cash is provided after a win. You often see that with big jackpots on slot machines, where somebody gets a $500,000 or $1 million payout or more, and right away the IRS guy is right out there, the IRS guy or girl's out there with the forms, and you know, the Uncle Sam gets his cut.
Some time ago, you sent me a statistic from March, a couple of months back now, where the traffic in Las Vegas was down a large number, 285,000, whereas the traffic downtown Los Angeles was up. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, the traffic in the old part of downtown Vegas is up. It's much less expensive to stay there, to gamble there. The minimums at the tables often tend to be much less than the high roller tables, or what used to be high roller tables on the strip area. Sometimes tables don't start until, you know, the very bottom limit is 25 in some ritzy places, $25. Whereas you still go downtown, you can get $1 and $2 blackjack. The room rates are less. And now you're starting to see where the strip is paying attention to what's happening downtown and trying to cut back on the nickel and diming. And here's our third resorts world story, and that they've woken up to this and they've decided they're not going to charge for parking anymore. I think the last time we were there, we had to pay $20 or $25 to park regardless of 24 hours. And, you know, those types of things add up. They charge you for that. They charge you to use the pool, the resort fees, the high price of food and drink. And so after a while, it gets ridiculous and you don't want to stay there anymore. But Resorts World, which has been hurting money wise, is starting to think that, you know, maybe there's some things we can do to bring people back in.
Also, Jeff, I don't have the story in front of me, but I saw a report about housing sales in the suburbs around Las Vegas. Suddenly people are pulling out of contracts or not following through. I don't think that has to do with Las Vegas. I think that's the general position right now this spring, that housing is going very sluggishly because of interest rates, because of uncertainty over to the national policy on tariffs, and because the word recession is used routinely now when talking about Wall Street. So Vegas is part of, believe it or not, it's part of the national economy, although it seems otherworldly. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.